Prologue. Welcome to my world. At 8 a.m. on Wednesday, February 18th, 2015, I sat down for the first time at the desk once used by General John Blackjack Pershing, the man who built the American Army that won the First World War, in the office of the Secretary of Defense of the United States. On the desk sat a telephone with programmed lines that connected the office of President Barack Obama, as well as other leaders who are among the most powerful people on Earth, including the Secretary of State and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Located on the third floor of the eastern side of the outermost E-ring of the fabled Pentagon building in Washington, D.C., the office commands a view of the Potomac River and the stately Jefferson Memorial on the opposite bank. Beyond that, though hidden from sight, are the National Mall, the U.S. Capitol, and the White House, where the men and women of the U.S. Congress and the presidential administration spend most of their days, many of them people with whom I'd be working closely in my new role as America's 25th Secretary of Defense. From Jack Pershing's desk, I would be shaping and overseeing the efforts of some 26,000 people within the vast Pentagon building itself, long the world's largest office building, housing military and civilian personnel engaged in projects and programs ranging from war planning to logistics, intelligence analysis to acquisitions management, and human resources to cybersecurity. But the network of people and teams that the SecDef is responsible for extends far beyond the walls of that five-sided building. It includes people in and out of uniform, engaged in an amazing array of missions in hundreds of unlikely places. They're stationed at over 800 bases in 80 countries, and at hundreds of forward operating bases and combat outposts. At the peak of the war in Afghanistan, there were more than 250 such outposts in that country alone. At their core, they are warriors. But they also include physicists, chemists, and computer scientists, sponsored by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, the legendary research arm that spawned the Internet and invented the first drones, working on scientific breakthroughs with military applications that the rest of the world may not hear about until decades from today. They include special forces with iron warrior skills, as well as profound knowledge of local customs, who are training militaries from the mountain enclaves of Afghanistan to the villages of Africa to keep the peace, uphold the law, and provide humanitarian aid within their borders. They include data experts charged with launching, monitoring, and downloading data from scores of satellites that circle the planet, gathering information of incredible value to geophysicists, climatologists, oceanographers, and, of course, military targeters and planners. They include soldier statesmen with decades of knowledge and experience in fields ranging from international diplomacy to military science, educating the next generation in classrooms at West Point, Annapolis, and a host of other educational institutions. And that's not all. The list also includes thousands of doctors and nurses who operate one of the world's largest systems of hospitals and clinics, providing unmatched care to those who serve our nation, as well as hundreds of the world's shrewdest cyber warriors engaged day and night in keyboard defense against shadowy hackers from around the world, Russia, China, North Korea, and right here in the United States. It includes shipbuilders, aircraft designers, chip makers, troop trainers, and other private sector workers in a defense industry that employs as many people as the Department of Defense itself does. So vast is the DoD, and so multifarious are its missions, that it dwarfs most institutions on Earth. The DoD owns and maintains more than 30 million acres of real estate, an area larger than the state of Pennsylvania.